Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNC Supply, in-app only.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Bodger. Thank you so much to you listening all over North America. People in the mountains, people in the plains, people by the beaches, people by the rivers, the lakes, the oceans, the farms, wherever the hell you at, thank you for being here. It's Thursday. Damn it, we're about 15 minutes away from kickoff. We got the Washington Commanders in Green Bay, Wisconsin, getting ready to take on the Packers. We'll talk about this matchup in a second, in a few minutes. We've been busy tonight. We've already had a full show. Just talked some college football. We got Wake Forest going on right now, taking on North Carolina State. We've had a great chat. I had a great chat with Josh Moser. It was about nothing that was great. We discussed the Miami Dolphins. Josh is the sports anchor for WSVN 7 News in Miami. It's not looking good for the Dolphins. Let's just put it that way. Okay? We talked about the 49ers and their injuries. Next hour, we will have a great chat with Jennifer Lee Chan to get the real deal on when Brock Purdy is coming back. What's the deal with Juwan Jennings? Why is Kyle Shanahan, why is he aging like spilt milk? Well, I won't ask that question, but they're stressing that man out there. Anyway, this show gets started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific every single weekday. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got more to do. We got Jennifer Lee Chan next hour. In about 20 minutes, we'll have a conversation with Matt Moore from the Action Network to talk NBA. Kawhi Leonard, every day it's like somebody gave him a new brown paper bag with $1 million in it. We'll talk about that with Matt in about 20 minutes. If you want to be a part of the show, 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. About 15 minutes away from kickoff, we got Washington. We got Green Bay. Last night, in giving us a little bit of a preview of this matchup and of this game, we had Chris Russell joining us from 980 Radio in D.C. And he believes that this could be an NFC Championship game preview. And I don't disagree. On my end, I'm still believing the Eagles are going to go back to the Super Bowl and represent the NFC. But it is not out of the realm of possibility that either Washington or Green Bay are there representing the NFC. And that'd be nice. You know, for years, and I know it's 2025, for years, I was waiting on new blood. For years, when it came down to quarterbacks in the NFL, I was waiting on Tom Brady to finally leave. He left. Roethlisberger left. Drew Brees left. It took time. Now it's the Mahomes of the world. MVPs. And now we got the Lamar Jacksons of the world, MVPs. We got the Josh Allens of the world, just won an MVP. And then you could look at some of the next names up. Jaden Daniels could legitimately be an MVP. Damn it, he put up an MVP caliber season last year for the Washington Commanders, helping them go to the NFC Championship game before they got stomped out by the Philadelphia Eagles. We got Jordan Love. He's progressed into being one of the best passers in the NFL. has to slow down on some of the turnovers. Got a little bit of that Brett Favre in him. But the way that he's getting paid more than $50 million per year, you'd expect a Jordan Love to take his game, to continue to take his game to the next level. Think about some of the weapons that they just got him, a Golden that they drafted, all the receivers, Dobbs, Watson when he's healthy. He got some guys to get the rock to, and then he can hand it off to Jacobs. And so tonight's matchup, I actually believe, is going to be an aerial affair. I think we're going to see a high-scoring game. Washington, not necessarily known for its defense. Green Bay, I know they just picked up Michael Parsons. He can actually go out there and tear a game up. But the Green Bay Packers have been trying to figure out, you know, what their defensive line is going to look like. I think we're going to see a lot of points in the air. Especially the Packers, they beat the Lions. It was 27-13. Wasn't all that spectacular. Jordan Love had two touchdowns while only passing for 188 yards. And then we have the Commanders. They beat the Giants, but it's not like they, they smashed them 21-6. I know I just told you about the defense, but Giants couldn't score against fifth graders right now. I'm sorry, Russell Wilson. But I expect things to be electric tonight. I expect a big game. Jaden Daniels only passed for one touchdown in the last game. I think we're going to see a whole hell of a lot more. And someone who also thinks he's going to see a whole hell of a lot more, well, is Brett Favre. Yeah, he's not being sued. Brett Favre's not suing anybody for now. Please, Brett Favre, don't sue me. But he was having a chat with TMZ, maybe about being sued. And Brett Favre says, look, I see these Green Bay Packers. I think they're looking good.
Green Bay, honestly, just, in my opinion, just dominated every facet of the game. And I think the score made it seem a little closer than it actually was. I was very impressed with the Packers, and I thought Jordan played outstanding. And I was equally unimpressed with Detroit.
Well, I think Detroit is taking a step back. I think if you take a look at their coordinators being gone from Ben Johnson, you also think about Aaron Glenn now coaching the New York Jets. Yeah, I think there's reason to believe that they're going backwards. I think the Packers will take another step forward tonight. Think about Michael Parsons making his debut, coming off of the bad back. He is playing tonight again. There's been so many conversations about what he can do for this Green Bay Packers team. People comparing him to Reggie White. And Brett Favre, very familiar, having played with Reggie. That's what Brett had to say.
I do see the comparisons. You know, obviously Mike is much younger than Reggie was. Reggie had a little larger resume at that time, but Michael Parsons has a tremendous upside. And, you know, from the excitement perspective, I think it's very similar, almost identical to, because the Packers are good and have been on the verge already. It's hard to say what piece do they need in place. But when you get a guy like Michael Parsons who has the upside that he has and has shown to really dominate the game, you got to believe that they're a contender, you know, from the day he signs. And the way they played yesterday, certainly you can't argue against that.
Well, let's actually take a listen to Michael Parsons. Because Michael Parsons now is going to be playing against his former defensive coordinator in Dan Quinn, who's obviously the head coach of the Washington Commanders. And Michael Parsons knows that he has to go out there and try to stop Jaden Daniels. And if we think about it, dating back to last year, in his rookie season, yeah, Jaden Daniels can throw the rock. He's not afraid to stand in the pocket and take a hit. But also, he led the damn team in rushing last year. He ran for 891 yards. You have to take that into account. And Michael Parsons knows as much.
It's hard. He's just one of them guys that, like, no matter what you can just try to contain the whole time. You can power him. He can go through the A and B gaps, get outside of you. It's hard.
It's difficult. Well, on the reverse, let's listen to Jaden Daniels. who sometimes is like, you know, listening to paint dry. But he said, this Packers defense, yeah, it's not going to be easy. I got to run away from Micah Parsons. Come on.
They're flying around. Have you seen the last game, man? They're flying around. They're very sound up front. They want to keep everything in front of them so they can rally and tackle and let those guys get after the passer.
Botcher, I'm going with Green Bay at home. I got Jordan Love. I think this is going to be one of those aerial assaults. This is going to be a wild, wild west type of game. I mean, Josh Jacobs is going to get some handoffs here or there, but I think based on what we saw in the first game, I think the Packers want to let loose a whole hell of a lot more than they did against the Lions.
When you also look at it, too, I feel that the Commanders can't keep trending upwards. They're due for a regression or settle down to the mean, and I can't expect them to compete in every single game. And the Packers have proven that they're of a good defense. They just beat the Lions, who have some talent on that offense.
A lot of talent.
A lot of talent. So, and they embarrassed them, frankly. It wasn't even close to that game until maybe a late couple scores, but when you look at it, the Commanders on the road in Lambeau, still a second-year quarterback, they shouldn't be in this game. And if they are, it's a credit to Jaden Daniels.
Damn, you say they shouldn't be in the game?
When you look at it, the Packers should win this game.
Yes, I agree.
And if they really want to set themselves as a true contender, they should handle business with the Commanders and beat them, I would say, by at least a touchdown.
Well, they are at home, a 3.5-point favorites here. I'm very interested to see what Matthew Golden does in his second career NFL game. In his first game against the Detroit Lions, he only hauled in 2 receptions for 16 yards. And like I said, Jordan Love only passed for 188 yards in that first game against the Lions. Now, he didn't need to go out there and air it out because, well, they were winning the game. So it wasn't necessary for him to go out there and just destroy everybody. They wanted to control the clock and hand the ball to Josh Jacobs. That's called a sound football strategy. Why turn the ball over? Why give it up? Why run the clock? Why stop the clock? I get it. But I think tonight, I don't know if it'll be a blowout or an ass whooping. I just know that Washington is not going to go quietly. They certainly have their own playmakers between Deebo Samuel. Terry McLaurin only had 2 catches. They just gave him all that money. He only had 2 catches in the last game. And so, you know, Terry McLaurin is going to go out there. They're going to try to target him and get him the ball. And so I think this might be one of the games where they combine to score more than, I'd say, you know, 40, 45 points. And so I'm going to go with Green Bay because they are playing at home. And I also think you got a guy like Micah Parsons out there. Yeah, it helps when you got Jaden Daniels. But if he has to be out there really running for his life, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem for everybody. And then they just played. Everybody played a couple days ago. That part is pretty bad, too. Short week, Sunday, Thursday. Head coach Matt LaFleur, Green Bay coach Matt LaFleur. It's what he said about trying to get things together in just 3 days.
Just trying to get them to plan as quickly as possible. To allow them, I mean, there's a lot of information going at them. That's always the challenge, right, on a Thursday night game. So we try to get them the information as quickly as possible and give them time to digest it, to go through it.
And that's why I also think it'll be sloppy. Like, these Thursday night games sometimes can be a complete train wreck. Oh, they're doing the flyover right now. They're waving the American flag. Botcher, have you ever witnessed one of those flyovers? What, an F-15s?
I have. It's very, you don't realize how loud they are until it's in the moment. And you're like, wow, those are going very fast and they hurt your ears.
I was minding my business one time here in Atlanta, just in the middle of the city. And the Braves Stadium is maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 miles from here, about a 15, 20 minute drive. It's not far. And I guess they were practicing before the game started. Okay, F-15 fighter jet practicing. Okay, sure, yeah, fine. I guess they need to practice. These things were flying over the city of Atlanta, it felt like, for 30 minutes before they did the regular loop over the baseball stadium. Botcher, they were scaring the living hell out of everybody outside. They were scaring the daylights out of us.
Well, they don't want to go out of state, you know. They're going to go in circles until they have to do their appearance, and then they're gone.
Yeah, but when you're not in a stadium and you're just outside, and these things are going by every 3 minutes, and you don't realize there's a stupid sports game getting ready to go on, it scares the life out of you.
That's true. I also do get scared a little bit when helicopters are outside buildings near my house and or near the building here, and you can feel the vibration. So it's a little scary then. But I you have to, like, just kind of get the context of what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, imagine that being a fighter jet that's just going. It's one thing you can hear an airplane go by. It's another thing when, like, three fighter jets are just flying by and you have no idea what's going on. And you can feel it in your chest, okay? And shout-outs to all the fighter jets. Shout-outs to everybody who served or served in the military. We appreciate you. I'm a punk. I appreciate you for not being a punk. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast-to-coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And we'll keep you up to date on this Monday Night Football matchup as it begins in a few minutes. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to someone. He might be fighting for his contract. He might be fighting for his monies. We're talking about Kawhi Leonard. Every day there's something new about him, his contract, his uncle, the Raptors, where he's getting money from, how many brown paper bags they're coming in. It's a wild situation. We got even more of an update. We heard from Adam Silver yesterday. But on the other side of this break, we're going to have a chat with Matt Moore, who covers all things NBA for the Action Network. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNC supply in-app only.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Our Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, we might got college football going on. We might have NFL football going on. You're going to blink. NBA basketball will be back in about a month's time as well. And before we even get to training camps and media days, before we send teams overseas, man, the biggest story in the NBA right now is involving the guy who really never says anything. Apparently he was paid as a spokesperson to do nothing by a company that now doesn't exist, funded by his team's owner. I don't know. We're talking about Kawhi Leonard. There's a lot going on every day. It seems that things change and apparently more evidence apparently comes out. The NBA is investigating cap circumvention by the Clippers to talk about this Kawhi situation, some of the other storylines heading into this upcoming season. Joining us right now is a senior NBA writer, covers all things NBA for the Action Network. It's Matt Moore. Matt, how are you?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm excellent. When you take a look at everything that's taken place with Kawhi Leonard, and we heard from Adam Silver yesterday that they're actively investigating. Today we get a report that one of the minority owners of the Clippers ended up putting $2 million into that company, and 1.5 went to Kawhi. Do you ultimately feel that there's going to be some punishment levied and laid down?
I do. The terms of the CBA, which is the important part here, stipulate that circumstantial evidence can be enough to warrant punishment. There's not Silver said in his press conference yesterday that the burden of proof is on the league, and while that's true, the threshold of that burden of proof is a lot lower than it is in the court of law, as far as I've come to understand it. So, clearly the other owners are going to be upset with this. Clearly they're going to have communicated their outrage. And you're already seeing reports coming out of, well, if they don't come down on the Clippers, then what's to stop me from doing it? So I think that eventually there is going to be a punishment levy. I do not feel that anything will happen to Kawhi. I think Kawhi is going to be free to play. The worst that could happen there is that they can basically wipe out that extension. And if there's a possibility of them limiting his ability to re-sign with the Clippers, which would be a dramatic situation in which Kawhi enters free agency basically at the conclusion of that investigation when those penalties are handed down. That would be a shocking result. As far as the Clippers, you know, the league's office has wide berth here to be able to issue penalties. Typically, the rules do state that it's a first-round draft pick and $5 million in fines, but those are really drops in the bucket for the Clippers. You wonder if those penalties are going to be more severe. But I do think that based off of the conspicuous nature of the amount in particular, that Ballmer invested $58 million and Kawhi was paid to a deal for $48 million. Pablo Torre's report on Pablo Torre finds out today that when Aspiration, the company, ran out of money and Kawhi was owed $1.75 million, a Clippers minority owner invested exactly $2 million. The numbers are too close in order for this not to be suspect enough and circumstantial for there not to be, I think, punishment. So I do expect penalties of some sort to wind up impacting the Clippers.
Well, Matt, you don't believe that Kawhi Leonard's contract will be voided. If that is the case, he becomes a free agent, and then what? Does he have to sign somewhere on a minimum? Like, you don't feel there's going to be a punishment, but what could it be for Kawhi?
I mean, it can be a suspension because he knowingly entered into an agreement that violates the CBA. So it is entirely possible that the league can choose to suspend him. The most likely, though, is just a wiping out of that, of his latest extension, rendering that null with the Clippers. That's the most likely punishment if something happens. But, you know, from a league perspective, this is much more of a violation by the Clippers. And there's always going to be, I think, a resistance to punishing players for getting more money. I think that's always going to be a resistance point, not only by the league, but especially as a fight with the NBPA. I think that would be difficult.
Matt Moore is joining us, senior NBA writer for the Action Network. We have to see how this bears out. I'm sure that we're going to have a resolution prior to the season. At the same time, Malik Beasley, he's been under investigation for gambling. This has been well documented. We know that apparently, as of right now, the federal government isn't beating down on him, but the NBA is certainly looking into his circumstances. Do you think that we're going to see Malik Beasley suit up at all for an NBA team at any point this season?
I think it's too soon to tell, because I think that the threshold, depending on, because we just talked about how it's different in the Kawhi situation for wrongdoing rather than a legal case, whereas Beasley was under investigation for a crime. And as he's been cleared of that, you would think like, oh, it should be fine, he can just rejoin. But if the league finds things that they can prove that he did that the prosecution or the investigators could not determine was worth a case, but is enough evidence for the league to suspend, then that's a different matter. I think that's why you're saying that he hasn't been signed yet. The other issue is, you know, following that, the report of the investigation, a number of other reports came out about his situation, owing people money, being evicted, all of those things. So it does not appear that he has been in a good place. And I think teams are wary of approaching him until they can feel like that situation has been resolved. So while, you know, I think it's definitely important to stress that he's no longer under investigation for this crime, I do think that the league is still determining exactly what happened and if there's any violation internally that doesn't meet the criteria of criminal activity but still violate the player conduct rules.
Oh, someone that doesn't have to worry about any of that. It'd be shocking if his name popped up in any of that, is Al Horford. I mean, we're getting closer to the season, and who knows, he may wait until deep into the year, but we got guys like Al Horford, still a free agent, hasn't signed with the Celtics or anyone else. Russell Westbrook, still a free agent as well. What are your thoughts on where these two guys might end up? if anywhere at all.
Yeah, I think, you know, Horford, I think, is still considering retirement. He's not going to make that decision, I don't think, until it's time for Trent for camp to convene. You know, the Jonathan Kuminga situation is widely thought to be the holdup with Horford's contract with the Warriors, and that once Kuminga gets signed, Horford will be added to the team. But he may also decide that he just doesn't want to do it. This is the time of year when veterans are starting to get into shape, that they're getting into the gym to start getting themselves ready for the season. And if Horford gets to a point where he's just like, I don't want to do this, I don't want to go through that, that's usually the point where guys decide to hang it up. He's obviously pretty close to that. This will be his last season regardless. But I think he'll wind up playing with the Golden State Warriors this season. For Westbrook, it's a little bit more complicated because the number of teams that were interested really dried up. Most of the roster spots have disappeared. And so trying to figure out exactly where he'd fit is difficult. You know, the Kings were reportedly looking to trade Malik Monk in order to make room for Westbrook, but it seems like they've cooled on that idea. And now they're kind of resisted it because they're not getting the kind of return for Monk, I think, that they expected on the market, especially I think they were in conversations with the Warriors on that front for a possible Kuminga deal. But there's a domino effect here. The Warriors decide they're not going to trade Kuminga, which means that the Kings can't get the offer that they want, or Malik Monk, which means they don't have room to sign Russell Westbrook. So all of these, there's kind of a domino effect going on here. Ultimately, I'm not sure where Westbrook's going to be, and I wouldn't be surprised if the preseason starts, if not the regular season starts, without Russell Westbrook in uniform, based off of, I don't think he's in a hurry to sign, and I don't think teams are in a hurry to sign him yet.
Wow. Wow. Matt Moore is here with us, senior NBA writer for the Action Network. You talk about point guards not currently having a job. We know that Ben Simmons apparently dropped by his agent, not on an NBA team, didn't want to sign with the Knicks, is apparently contemplating his future. Is he done in the NBA, or is he just going to be some fashion model somewhere in Europe?
Yeah, I think his agent dropped him after the Knicks debacle, and that's a pretty bad signal to the other teams that if they don't feel like you're invested, that you're in, that you're really looking to contribute. He comes with too many headaches, not just the on-court problem of his offensive limitations, but he's always been known to be a difficult guy. He seems to me like a guy that's going to wind up playing in Europe and kind of realizing the mess that he made of what could have been a very lucrative career. Now, he already made a lot of money, but he could have made a lot more. And I wouldn't be surprised if he plays in Europe and then winds up coming back at some point after that, because he's still got a lot of potential. But you know, with Simmons, the word's always kind of been that it's not just the offensive limitations as far as his jumper goes. It's that the attitude isn't there. The want to isn't there. I think until that gets resolved, I think teams are going to be really reluctant. So personally, I'd be surprised if he winds up on a roster by the time training camp opens.
I agree with you on that one. One guy that we know he ain't going anywhere, at least for one more season, is LeBron James. We've heard all the stories about how the Lakers have transitioned, rightfully so, to a younger Luka, thinking about down the road as opposed to maybe exactly right now. What do you think the rest of this season is going to look like for LeBron and possibly maybe elsewhere?
I think he finishes with the Lakers. You know, there's a lot of talk about the other league that he reportedly could consider starting next season. I think this is his final go. I'm curious to see whether or not how Nike approaches it, actually, from a marketing standpoint, because that's always been my argument, is when LeBron hangs it up, you're going to know, because they're going to make money off of the retirement tour. And so if this is his last run, he probably needs to decide that going in, because there's a lot of people that are going to, you know, including him, that will make money off of that process. But I am kind of curious about what he wants for beyond this season. I don't know. There's no scenario he gets traded, not with a $52 million expiring. It's just too difficult to make the math work in today's NBA. So I don't think there's any chance that he gets traded unless something very dramatic happens mid-season with another team. So I do think that he finishes this season with the Lakers. I kind of expect it to be his last, because the Lakers seem ready to move on as well. And what happens with him after that, who knows? Because LeBron's always been one to want to set his own path and do things his way. And if that means something beyond the NBA, that might be the most interesting path of all.
So, Matt, you believe that this might be LeBron's final season? I'm with you. They're going to try to monetize this. wouldn't he have to make that announcement in, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah. So if he comes in the season and just says, yeah, I don't know, I kind of want to play a few more seasons, then you know that he's really in it. I do think that he's talked about this so much, though, the last couple of years, that it's getting harder for him to kind of buy into the want to. And I do think that the Lakers situation really frustrated him. He effectively lost a power battle, much sports did with the Lakers. And they've made it very clear that they have shifted past him. And that's got to be a little insulting, given the fact of who he is. He's not used to being treated like that. Now, there's other places that he could go, but if you want to go there, he probably needed to not pick up that extension. And he could have signed wherever he wanted for still a lot of money and competed for a championship. But he chose to remain with the Lakers because of all his connections to L.A. So I'm just very curious to kind of see what this looks like from a long-term perspective. But I'm also not of the opinion that he does not sound to me like a guy that is like, yeah, I think I can play 5 more years. I think he's like, I could play 3 more years, but I don't know if I want to. And once the want to becomes a question, I do think that the end comes quicker then.
Oh, yeah, this is going to get here sooner than later. Hey, Matt, we know that we're about a month away from the season, so we really appreciate you taking the time and joining us. Please tell everyone where they could follow you and all of your work.
Yeah, check out the Action Network. You can also find me on Locked On NBA, the podcast, every single day. You can catch me there. I've got the Buckets podcast, and I've got some Substacks on my Twitter profile as well.
Hey, Matt, thank you so much. We'll catch you on down the line, okay?
Anytime, man. Take care.
Yeah, shout outs to Matt Moore joining us. It feels that this might be LeBron's final season. Well, I mean, we're only a few weeks away from the Los Angeles Lakers starting training camp and media day. It would certainly have to be a very, very big splash if LeBron James announces that this is going to be his final season. If it is going to be the case, we're going to find out sooner than later. As Matt mentioned, they're going to try to milk every single dollar and every single cent out of a LeBron James retirement tour. Let's see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Thursday night football is underway between Green Bay and Washington. What's going on in Green Bay? What's going on all over the world of sports? It's time for a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNC supply in-app only.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we come back from break and boom, there it is. Touchdown. Touchdown Green Bay Packers, okay? We got Jordan Love who connects with Romeo Doubs. First score of the game. The Green Bay Packers now lead after the extra point, 7-0. The Green Bay Packers have dominated here, especially with time of possession. Basically, Washington has had the ball. They had like 2 plays. They had to go out there really and punt it. And we got about 4 minutes and 33 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Jordan Love, who only had 188 yards passing in the last game. Jordan Love has already passed for 118 yards, including the touchdown that I just mentioned to Romeo Doubs. He also had 1 big run to get closer to the end zone, the red zone. 14 yards, and he went running up the sidelines, and he got cracked right into his shoulder and spun, picked up a few more yards, and he got right back up, thank God, but he's already taken a hit that you don't want him taking. Let's just put it that way. especially for a guy who's been injury prone here throughout the early portion of his career. So Jordan Love already helping this team. The Green Bay Packers lead the Washington Commanders 7-0. I thought this was going to be a shootout. It's still early. Well, now with Washington down, you can expect them to try to move that ball through the air. Thank you so much. Oh, so much. Right before we went to break, to Matt Moore for joining us from the Action Network. Covers all things NBA basketball. Notably, he said he doesn't believe that Kawhi Leonard will ultimately be punished if he has received circumvented funds. He believes that the punishment will mostly lie at the hands and the feet of the Los Angeles Clippers. Speaking of another LA team, he brought up a good point. I asked him about LeBron James. Matt Moore believes that this might be the final season for LeBron. It's not groundbreaking, earth-shattering news. The guy is old as hell. He's on the other side of 40. I just feel that the announcement would have to be made very, very soon, as in like right before training camp. It's something else to take note of. His son, unless Bryce is going to play a couple of years at college, he's playing at Arizona this upcoming season. If I'm LeBron, I think I want to play this year. I think I may play another one, right? I don't know. If you think about it, his wife is at home with their daughter. Bronny James is hanging out with LeBron throughout the course of the year. Their oldest or second oldest son, their middle child, Bryce, is now off to college. Does she want LeBron James to come home? If I'm LeBron, do I want to, you know, play in the NBA with both of my sons? Is Bryce going to be good enough to be an NBA draft pick next year? Is LeBron going to be able to push and push, you know, levers and spring for that? I don't know. I would think you'd want to. Like, what else is there to do for LeBron, right? Of course, outside of win championships, what else is he doing? He played with one son, got him into the NBA. Yeah, why not have another one? Botch, you think LeBron is calling it quits?
I really doubt it. I think he needs more than a year of retirement tour. So it would start in the summer. The Lakers would have to make a super, super team for him in his last year. So that everyone's like, oh, these guys are going to win the championship. And then he'll have to have promotional schedules put out by Nike and everybody else. And then the season will start. So if he's going to retire, personally, I think you'd have to announce it right after the season ends.
Does it have to be with the Lakers, though? We don't know. He could be going elsewhere.
No, but if you put it all together, I don't think another team is going to, I want to say drama, take that drama in. But they're not going to go through the hassle of getting LeBron's retirement tour set up and giving him literally everything he wants.
I think the days are gone where he gets everything he wants. I think we can throw that out the window. I think the most realistic possibilities for him to end his career anywhere, obviously in L.A. And at that point, LeBron, bro, take a minimum contract. Like, if you really want to compete for a championship, maybe with your contract coming off of the books, and I'm not familiar with what all-star is available, but at least if LeBron isn't getting paid $50 million next year by the Los Angeles Lakers, they can say, dude, hey, we can possibly trade for Giannis if you come back and play on a minimum deal. And if you're LeBron James, why wouldn't you want to be on the Lakers with, I don't know, Giannis and Luka, compete for a title? But at the same time, the Lakers are like the Dallas Cowboys. Like, they're a glamour franchise. They're like the New York Yankees. These are glamour franchises in the United States of America. They want the attention. They want the money. They want the cash. They want the T-shirts. They want the mugs. They want the cups. They're already selling out every time they go all over America. They have fans all over America. You want to maximize that fan base. You know, is it the same if LeBron goes back to Cleveland to end his career? No, not really. To me, that's going to feel kind of Michael Jordan-esque when Michael Jordan was suiting up for the Wizards. That's to be forgotten. And then we've even heard about LeBron James going back to Dallas. Like, what? Why, to play with an older Anthony Davis? No, because he gets to go out there and play next to, you know, Cooper Flagg. I don't know about all that. And an older, injury-prone Kyrie. I think the best-case scenario is for LeBron to come back next year, do it on a lower contract. Fine, LeBron James doesn't want to take the minimum. Well, he's a billionaire, bro. Please, take a minimum contract. And then maybe the Lakers could go ahead and swing for something. You know, I don't want to see a LeBron retirement tour that's just meh. I want to see him compete. And the other thing, and this is what you never know, I don't want to see the dude ending his career hurt. I know he had the groin injury a couple years ago. You certainly want to limit him to about 65 games now. But please, we don't need LeBron. As his career is gone, I don't want it to end on this. He got a bad knee, can't play, out for this amount of games. Let's get the most out of LeBron James. That'd be nice. Speaking about things ending, Bacha, I know you're a huge fan. Tonight is the final night of the WNBA regular season.
Oh, you could have told me. I had no idea.
You want to know who's not playing tonight?
A lot of the stars?
Well, one star in particular.
Oh, is it Angel Reese?
You got it. You hit the nail on the head. First try. There you go. You want to know what's hurting her again?
Is it her back or is it like something else this time?
It's her back again. Ding, ding, ding. I'd give you a prize, but I don't have one.
Get to watch WNBA. That's a prize.
Oh, watching WNBA is a prize? Yeah. Well, we might have seen the last of Angel Reese for the Chicago Sky. Basically, since she made those comments about how she needs better teammates and then she got suspended by the team and then the league suspended her. And then after that, her back hurt. And now the WNBA season, it's over. It's over. The playoffs get going. I believe on Sunday we get the first action. Yep. Playoffs start on Sunday. The finals for the WNBA start on October 3rd. The WNBA finals could last until October 17th. Now, I got to be honest here. With no Angel Reese, with no Caitlin Clark, I guess the most I can look forward to is what happens with Vegas. I know Atlanta, the Atlanta Dream from here in Georgia, they've looked good. Bunch of the Liberty, have they turned it around? The last I looked, they sucked.
It's in between. They lost Jonquel Jones for a little bit and then Breanna Stewart for a little bit. But they're finally healthy.
Okay.
So they should be good going into the playoffs.
Okay. All right. We'll see what happens. Is there any other good team? The Minnesota Lynx. There we go. All right. Well, I'll be watching if it's on in the background. There's a lot of football on, so I don't know how much I'll be seeing. Maybe when we get to the finals. There's no Angel Reese. There's no Caitlin Clark, which is disappointing. This whole season, the Fever was supposed to be like one of the best. Caitlin Clark's been out, so what are you going to do? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I can tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give you an update. What's going on in Green Bay for Thursday night football? We're going to have a chat with Jennifer Lee Chan. Find out what's going on in the Bay Area with the 49ers and their injuries. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history and so much more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
Botox Cosmetic, onabotulinum botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.